This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
Steve Inskeep is on assignment in Baghdad. I'm John Idsty. Across the country today, legal and illegal immigrants are expected to stay home from work and stay away from shopping in an economic boycott. The aim is to showcase how much immigrant workers contribute to the economy as Congress debates whether to legalize millions of them. Various churches and immigrant rights groups are backing the move as a way to continue the momentum built by massive immigrant marches in the past month. We have reports from both coasts today, starting with NPR's Libby Lewis in Washington.
Here in the nation's capital, there were signs that some immigrants were observing the work boycott and some were not. At Union Station, the city's historic train station, it seemed that most immigrant workers at the food and news establishments were showing up for work. At Obampan, manager Ram Avikari was working with a dozen or so employees serving early commuters. Most of those employees this morning were immigrants.
I have two of the employees, they called out. They said they're going to go to the rally and they're not coming. So.
And that's okay?
That's fine. We have a lot of employees, so a couple of them not going to hurt.
At Whole Foods, a natural food grocery store near DuPont Circle, the numbers of immigrants planning to stay out of work were higher.
It's hard to say. I would say probably around 50 folks requested the day off.
Debbie Pearson is the store's team leader.
Most of our folks asked for the day off in advance, and so by doing that we were able to change our production around and make sure that we were prepared. And they followed procedures, and you know, we really want to make sure that people feel safe and that we're supporting them, so it's worked out really well.
Outside, a Latino immigrants advocacy group was handing out flyers for immigrants to come to the rally planned for later the afternoon, whether they went to work or not. Come show Congress you have a voice and register to vote, the flyer said. At a corner in front of a paint store in the northwest part of the city, there were maybe a dozen day laborers looking for work, boycott or no. And there were signs of sympathy for the sentiments of the immigrant community, even among some bosses. Arnold Davis is a general contractor who hires day laborers.
I got 17 guys and only three of them showed up. And I'm definitely not mad at them because they do have rights, even being illegal immigrants or not.
Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.